I'm not slick, am I? What am I doing here? I'm just talking to you. I'm teaching from things I'm seeing in the book of Daniel, secrets I'm seeing in the book of Daniel that correspond with secrets disclosed by our Lord in Matthew chapter 13, secrets of the kingdom, secrets disclosed by our apostle, secret of lawlessness that's already operating. All these things are related. We're learning from other passages of scripture. We're learning from the examples of Nebuchadnezzar, from the examples of Daniel, the exiles who were dazzled by the false prophets, who even then heaped up teachers in accord with their own desires. They desire dreams, they desire prophecy, and the same thing is happening today because only the names change. The system is the same. It's still a system of deception. And I'm talking about that. And you're listening. And I thank God that you're out there listening. And I thank God that you continue to write me to tell me you're listening. I need to hear it. Sit down, send me an email. I might not get back with you right away, but please do tell me you're listening. I love it. I need it because I get discouraged. We're all hanging on by a thread sometimes, and I think we're meant that to be that way. Christ is not coming back for heroes. He's not coming back for Christian soldiers marching off to war with their banners and their lances and their white horses. To those who are surviving, those who survive to the presence of the Lord. He's coming to those who are surviving, those who are enduring. And I've told you this before, to endure simply means in the Greek to remain under. You're just remaining under. You're not killing yourself. You're not abandoning this message. I told a brother the other day who's going through a really hard thing. I said, look, just stay the course. I'll never forget a sign on top of the gymnasium at my son Paul's high school. The workout room, the weight room. Those who stay will be champions. Well, that's a worldly sentiment, but it's a sentiment for us. We're going to be champions in that we suffered evil. Paul says he was in a vast struggle. Love those words of Paul. A vast struggle, he called this, and it is. It's a vast struggle against every popular sentiment, worldly and religious. That's what we're up against. And it's hard, but the rewards will be great. Thank you. We're still in Jeremiah 29, and we're still mining gold from here. Last we left off, God is going to pursue false prophets, those who pose in his name but have a false message. To him, they're an object of horror, of scorn. Verse 20, therefore hear the word of the Lord, all you exiles whom I have sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says about Ahab, son of Kaliah, and Zedekiah, son of Maaseiah, who are prophesying lies to you in my name. This is what he's saying about these people. They're in his name, and we have listed here a king of Israel, Zedekiah, correct? Or king of Judah? I will deliver them into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he will put them to death before your very eyes. Ouch. Okay. Different administration. However, there are people going to be put to death at the Great White Throne. Second death. Are they still saved? Yes. Eventually. Again, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, but it's in God's timing, not ours. If he declares that Judah, Israel, is going to be in Babylon for 70 years, then 70 years they're going to be there, and he won't deliver them until the day. But he is going to deliver them. But he is going to put these false prophets to death before your very eyes. Because of them, all the exiles from Judah who are in Babylon will use this curse. This will become a curse. It'll become a byword among the exiles of Judah who are in Babylon. Quote, may the Lord treat you like Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king of Babylon burned in the fire. Do I see a parallel here with the lake of fire? Sorry, but yes. For they have done outrageous things in Israel. They have committed adultery with their neighbor's wives. Okay, not good. but this is worse. And in my name, they have uttered lies, which I did not authorize. I know it, and am a witness to it, declares the Lord. I know it. They have uttered lies, which I did not authorize. If I may be indulged in this rabbit trail, the authorized version, the King James Version, teaches lies because it's not the word of God. It substitutes the word eternal for the word aeonian and gives the impression that God teaches eternal punishment, everlasting fire. It's not authorized. Those aren't the words of God. Those aren't the words God said. There are different words. That's an outrageous thing. That's an outrageous thing. And those who read these words and actually delight in injustice, they're like those who commit adultery with their neighbor's wives. They're committing prostitution because they're prostituting true words into false words, and they're believing the false words, and they're prophesying falsely. Every single mainstream minister prophesies, in a sense, teaches wrong things about God, eternal torment. I've gone from now the false teaching of prosperity to the false teaching of the end of the God's plan. The end of God's plan is eternal torment for most creation. They're uttering lies, which God did not authorize. And God hates this, and it's going to be dealt with. Sorry, I had a low memory notice came up on my computer, distracted me for a second, but we're back on track. Tell Shemaiah, this is verse 24, the Nehelamite, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. We're winding down in Jeremiah 29. You sent letters in your own name to all the people in Jerusalem. Max Licato, you wrote a book in your own name. Who's that guy that wrote that prayer thing? That stupid Rick Warren, what the heck was his book name? It's a whole, whatever it was, Rick Warren. The beginning of that book, A Purpose-Driven Life. Many people, they went apeshit over this book. The very first chapter talks about what? Talks about hell, eternal torment. That man is a false teacher. He's teaching outrageous things, and he's going to be pursued by God. Even though he's presented as a wonderful man, a great influence, he's not. He's deceived millions and turned millions more from God, who at least are honest enough to realize that it's bullshit. Thank you, Rick Warren. I feel sorry for you today. I really do. Tell Rick Warren, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. You wrote books in your own name to all the people in Christianity and to all the leaders in Christianity. You said to those people, the Lord has appointed you priest in the place of Jehoiada. Here's what I'm going to draw the analogy. You told people that God was an eternal tormentor. You told people that their eternal destiny depended on their decision, their personal decision concerning Christ. You told people that the sacrifice of Christ by itself was insufficient to save. You should put any maniac, this I'm quoting from Jeremiah 20, verse 26. What is this? Chapter 29, verse 26. You should put any maniac who acts like a prophet into the stocks and neck irons. That's what should happen. But because we're an administration of grace, God is not taking this into account now. And so the tares are growing up together with the wheat. The tares are growing up with the wheat. Rick Warren looks like he's right there. No, he's not. He's God is sustaining him like an atheist that he is. Like the atheist that he is, doesn't know the true God. God is sustaining him in his deception in order to cut him down at the harvest. He's a maniac. That's the word here being used. Verse 26. Should be put in neck irons and stocks. Will eventually be judged and pursued and have indignation visited upon him, fury and affliction, until he learns, like Nebuchadnezzar had to learn, who is God in the heavens. Doesn't realize it yet. That's the most basic teaching in the world, the sovereignty of God. Rick Warren and others in Christianity don't realize that because they believe in free will. How can you believe in free will that 18 or 8 billion human beings have their own sovereignty and believe that God has his at the same time? It's impossible. Martin, they're just deceived. Yep, and deception is Satan's number one tool. outrageous things. Many things. They have uttered many lies, which I did not authorize. Tell Shemaiah, the guy from wherever this crazy town is, that this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. You sent letters in your own name. You wrote books. You wrote books that the Lord has done this. The Lord has done that. But it's false. So why have you not reprimanded Jeremiah from Anathoth, who poses as a prophet among you? I'm going to have to study that one. Why is Jeremiah's name in here? So why have you not reprimanded Jeremiah? He has sent this message to us in Babylon. It will be a long time. Oh, okay. I think what is being said here is that this must be the false guy speaking. Yeah, we're going, this dialogue is getting confusing here to me. But it's that Jeremiah is the one who said, he gave the unpopular message, it's going to be a long time. That's what Jeremiah said, it's going to be a long time. Love that here, it's going to be a long time. They're saying, no, prosperity now. No, it's going to be a long time. Therefore, build houses, settle down, plant gardens. So you should be reprimanding that guy if you really believe it's false. And exactly what they did. They reprimanded Jeremiah. They hated him. Zephaniah the priest. I mean, the last sentence. I got time to get this in. Holy cow. Here we go. Wow, this is exciting. What day is it? Wednesday? No. Yes. Let me see what's here first. Hang on. This is, I'm figuring this out live here. You did not send me a prophecy to you, Elijah's one. I will surely punish me. I've already said that. Right. Okay, let's just finish this. Zephaniah the priest, however, read the letter to Jeremiah the prophet. Yeah. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, send this message to all the exiles. This is what the Lord says about Shemaiah the Nehemiahite. Why do these people come from such unpronounceable cities? Because Shemaiah has prophesied to you, even though I did not send him, and has persuaded you to trust in lies. This is what the Lord says. See, you see how it's going back and forth? Who can keep track of this? I'm trying my best. I will surely punish Shemaiah, the whatever guy, and his descendants. He will have no one left among his people. That hurts. That'll leave a mark, nor will he see the good things I will do for my people, declares the Lord. Oh, let's end with that. He will not see the good things I have prepared for my people. Those who are prophesying falsely, the Rick Warrens, the Billy Grahams, they're not going to see the things that God has in store for you and me, namely aeonian life, because they don't have aeonian life. They're saved in the end, but they don't have aeonian life. God is the Savior of all humanity, especially of believers. He's going to pursue these false teachers until he wipes them out, but they will be restored as Nebuchadnezzar.